Welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. And I'm recording this episode because I'm going to be in Seattle for my cousin's wedding, and I won't have time to record this episode. So that's going to be fun. Like, Jessica's going to meet some of my cousins for the first time. Some of my favorite cousins. No disrespect, but everyone has their favorite cousin. I love all you equally, but I like hanging out with some more than others. That's just how the world works. So yeah, I'm going to be in Seattle. Both of my parents are going to be there, so that's going to be very interesting. Because the last time my parents were in the same area was for one of my other cousin's wedding. Like in 2017, so 6 years ago. And my dad asked my mom to dance, and she didn't take that too lightly. She thought there was some sort of ulterior motive. Obviously, she said no. But I was like, why did you even try to do that, Dad? You know her. You don't need to do that. He's like, I was just trying to be nice. She was sitting all by herself. Like, nah, just forget about it, dude. Forget about it. You don't ask your ex these things. So it's going to be weird because I haven't seen my dad since December, and I haven't seen my mom since last October. So I wonder how that's going to go. I'll probably have to hang out with my mom more than my dad because I'm going to be seeing my dad the following month because I'll be going back home. And it's so interesting because they're so different. I mean, opposites attract, but I've never seen them be loving towards one another. And I don't know what that would even look like. Nor will I ever. I've just seen them being cordial, like, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, not exactly like that, but that'd be really cool. But not really cool, but really funny. So yeah, Seattle's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be real interesting. And another thing I wanted to get into was one of my biggest fears that's been like dawning upon me lately. And it's really nothing of this world that I'm afraid of. It's like, yeah, I'm afraid. I do have fears. But my biggest fear is when I die and I'm face to face with Jesus and he says, I don't know you. The thought just terrifies me. And it's getting scarier and scarier the more I think about it as I get older. I can feel my, it feels like God is calling me, and he's been calling me these past couple of months, but I've been so afraid to pick up the phone. Giving up all my vices because I enjoy them. And I know we're not supposed to give into like the sins of the flesh, but man, it, some of those things are amazing. And I'm not trying to justify it at all, because I know deep down it's wrong. So that's why I have been having trouble trying to fight that. It's like there's so much fun when it comes to like drinking. There's so much fun when it comes to cursing. It's like all these pleasurable things. I don't know. It's a really deep thought process. Mostly because I'm so afraid to, like, I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid of meeting the man himself and him telling me, "I never knew you." And then I descend to the one place where I do not want to be for eternity. And if this kind of like discussion isn't for you, that's fine. I understand. Not everyone's going to have the same beliefs. But then if you choose to continue to listen, I appreciate it. I'm not trying to brush this upon you. I'm just speaking how I feel about it. And it's been on my conscience lately. Like, I want to stop like cursing, and I want to be able to like increase my vocabulary so I won't have to use those words. There's just something so nice about saying them. Like the F word, the B word, all those things. It's fun to say. You feel empowered. But I don't know. It's like more and more every day I'm leaning towards turning back to the Father. And I have been praying a lot more lately. Mostly because I've been seeing a lot of demonic things, especially in the music industry. Yes, they have always been there, but it's being more and more obvious. It's like they're mocking God all the time now. And that irritates me. It's like, why is it that we have astrology and like spiritual stuff? I know being a Christian is some sort of spirituality, but believing in astrology and all this mumbo jumbo. It's like, what's your sign? Your sun sign, your moon sign. And I've covered this before in episodes down the long, or prior. Why is it that me believing in God and all the teachings, why is that so frowned upon? Is it because it forces us to be accountable? And people don't like being accountable or following a set of rules that doesn't apply to them? That's probably what it is. I don't know. This is just an internal process of me speaking. But yeah, that is my biggest fear, because I do believe in hell. And if I do believe in hell, I believe there's a heaven. And I don't like when people say, well, prove it. Prove that Jesus was real. Prove that God is real. Like, that defeats the purpose of faith. You're not supposed to see it. There's a difference between believing and seeing. And I didn't mean to, like, get all philosophical. Would you even call this philosophical? Or just religious? I guess it's religious. But that's just what I've been feeling lately, man. And I wanted to be on a more joyful note. But I don't know, man. It's just nice to have something to believe in. And a code that I can follow. Instead of living in worry and anxiety every day. It's like asking for help from a higher power. It's very relieving. It's because you can't control everything. Sometimes you just have to let things happen. Let the things go by. Because if you want to try to control everything, that's when the anxiety builds up. And that's when pressure builds. And I don't want to have that. That's why I do believe my faith in God is increasing. Even bigger than it was before when I was going to Catholic school. And I think that's going to cut it for this episode. Yeah, I know I got a little... Well, I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not. Because this is what I believe. And if you've listened to the entire episode, I appreciate you. And with that being said, anything that's going on in your life, I hope you ask God for help to be able to uplift and rebuke the spirit of anxiety, anxiousness, any worry, sadness, depression. Because I do believe that the power of prayer can be very uplifting. So yeah, I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Remember just to smile every day. And God bless. Peace.